This week on Video Death Loop.
We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Plus, they don't know it's Christmas. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host of this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
John, hello.
Hello. We have almost reached it to the end of the year here. The Christmas time is afoot. It's a foul in the air.
A foul? Christmas a foul. Is a foul?
Yeah, a foul. Oh, an olfactory smell of Christmas.
Oh, okay. Oh, a foul. Okay.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, it sure is. You sort of can't get away from it, can you? Mm-mm. If you like Christmas, that's great. If you're sort of, you just deal with Christmas. Listen. We're right here. We're right here with you. There's dozens of us. Absolutely, yeah. Dozens of us.
We're ready to deal with this season. Yeah. deal with the reason for the season, and that's a deal with it.
Yep. It's just to keep on trucking.
Yeah. I'm having trouble getting into the Christmas spirit considerably, and I don't know if that just like finally moving into a house, and now I have to buy Christmas decorations, and that's a lot of work and effort for that.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. I feel like what I'm dealing with is very similar, and I almost feel like if I dig too far into it, I'm just going to learn, you know, like that there's something going on with me. Like if I dig too far in, I'm going to get a diagnosis. But every time it comes to decorating for any holiday, to me it just feels like I'm making a mess that I'm then going to have to clean up later. And I don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy any bit of it.
Yeah.
Because it just makes me feel like I'm purposefully, like I've just gotten a big box of Cheerios out of the cereal cabinet, and I'm just throwing them all over the room, and I'm crunching on them, and maybe it's fun for a minute, but once it's done, I'm gonna have to clean up all those Cheerios that I've just trod into my floor.
Isn't that where you'd make like the little thread of Cheerios? You put them like
I'm describing what it feels like in my brain to decorate for Christmas. It's the just throwing stuff all over the place and making a mess. Mm-hmm. And then you like it's your house, so now you have to clean it up. So there's some little lizard part way in the back of my brain that goes, why are we making this mess that we just have to clean up? Or, well, it's the Christmas mess. It's the Christmas mess, you Grinch.
The Christmas.
It's the Christmas. It's the Christmas. And I'm a terrible person, according to everyone I know, for not enjoying making a mess that I've then got to clean up in like 3 weeks. And that's fine. I get it. I think it's very likely that there's something going on in my brain that's like a diagnosable thing. Mm-hmm. And my discomfort shouldn't make everyone else have a bad holiday, but sometimes it is nice to say, this makes me uncomfortable, and that's what I'm saying. I'm throwing Cheerios. I'm saying, these Cheerios aren't making me happy to throw all over my room, because I know I'm going to have to clean them up.
Right, right. What is, when you get... Without going in like the too deep, we're not trying to go into the psychopathy of Christmases and messes and all that, but the
of Christmas,
but, yes, but the what at what point does your do you like when you get started on it? That's like it goes from like, oh, this is kind of fun, or you put it together, to like, I was like, no, we're not doing this anymore.
Immediately. I go up into my attic and I go to get the Christmas decorations and I go, well, this mess is nice and tidy in a box up in the attic where I don't have to see it or think about it. And why am I dragging this mess out of the attic? Just to eventually, like I said, in like 3 weeks, put it all back in the box and put it up there again.
Mm.
And it's the second I climb up into the attic, I go, oh God, I can't wait for 3 weeks till now when I'm going to climb back up into the attic with the box and put it back where it went before, thus creating a zero-sum game of decorating.
Oh man, what if you just like trade places with the box though? Like, what if you just throw the box down and you just live up in the attic?
All the decorations go downstairs and I get in the box for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm on board. And if John, if you could like bring me some like protein bars while I'm curled up inside the big plastic box in my attic, then I would be very grateful. Feels like it would be very tidy inside the box in the attic. Feels like it would be nice and cool, and the light would be dim and quiet. It sounds like the grave, and it sounds pretty good. Anyway, happy holidays.
They get to live up there all year. It feels like it's only fair, really, like the trade spots on that. But you should come to the neighborhood I'm in, because I think the neighborhood I live in, I think there's just like a gentlemanly agreement that is like, you know what, we're just not putting up lights in. It's too much work. There's no Christmas spirit in my neighborhood. there's like one person trying their damnedest with like a couple of like standee. One person has the blow up like the little blow up Frosty Snowman and various Christmas caricatures. And I was like, we have to blow it with air, but they leave.
But they leave during the day,
so they turn that off. So it just looks like a murder scene.
No one else is allowed to be delighted. Decorations.
Yeah, they turn it
only
off.
Only us.
Yeah, it's like off the day, and all everything's deflated. It just looks. They look like they all died.
I'm gonna step out and say I don't mind seeing other people's decorations. They are pretty. And they are festive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with other people. I just don't want to do it myself.
Right.
And maybe it's laziness, okay? So it's not that I would particularly enjoy your neighborhood by its sort of like lack of Christmas spirit. I've got Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the decorating.
Right, like the actual work that you have to put into it.
The work and the feeling of making a mess that I then have to clean back up. A mess should be accidental. You should be, oops, I dropped this Christmas tree over here. I guess I'll have to clean that up. But no, it's work. It's an effort. Ah, the Christmas tree's up just in time to take it down.
Just in time for the fire. My mom tries to desperately get me my house into the Christmas spirit. Well, when she comes over to visit, she'll bring like, it's like, oh, I found you some like little Christmas things to put up, like, you know, like a Christmas towel rag you put up in your bathroom or something.
Yeah.
Like, just like the little things. I mean, joke's on her, that's staying up till June, so staying right there.
She's but not going back in there.
Yeah, it's like, what? No, I mean, like,
you
that's
need a towel
that's,
rack
towel's
who cares
still good
if it has Rudolph on it.
Yeah, still good.
Yeah,
Rudolph's helping me here. You know, Aaron, we do have a video to show.
We do.
Mm-hmm. I picked it out. You have no idea what it is, but I think you can take a guess, consider it's end of the year, and we have, I guess, a tradition on the show to show something.
Yeah. Something holiday-themed. As long as it stays within the confines of this podcast and I don't have to clean it up later, I'm ready for some Christmas joy.
It does making, like, editing the podcast count as decorating, out of curiosity?
It might.
Mm. Okay,
have to,
well,
like, bake some lights into our waveform later.
just have like a little blinky light into the to the infrared or whatever on that. But I got the video. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to have ourselves a wonderful time in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't aware there was a music video for this.
I wasn't either aware. We, Aaron and I, and probably most of you are familiar with the Paul McCartney Wonderful Christmas Time song with the synthesizer doing whatever it does in the song. But there's a music video also.
It's so, boy. I mean, just, 30 seconds into this, if that, perhaps. It does not seem as potentially grating as the Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time song is.
True. I mean, like, there are people around and they're having just a cheer, maybe?
Yeah.
One cheer?
It's just Paul McCartney playing some music, having a good time. There's people with him. They're happy. They're shaking jingle bells. There's a neat little animation at the beginning of like a sort of like cartoon lights man flying around in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that so far. Oh, okay. Now we have sort of like a time traveling choir in space. All right. Yeah, there is some weird stuff going on.
Yeah, there's a star, the light show with two people ooing and aahing in the sky. Some diamonds hanging out.
We've got diamonds coming. John, if this was America in 2024, we'd be calling in drone footage right now.
like diamond drones? Is that what?
I've done a real good job of not paying attention to the news recently. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I have apparently been unable to get away from, just because I keep hearing about it kind of in the like periphery, is there's a lot of unidentified flying phenomena happening over military bases right now. It's kind of feels like you're in that part of an alien movie where you're paying attention to the main character's sort of personal life, and then just kind of in the background, there's a TV on talking about strange lights over military bases.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, like where it's like the Act Two approaching at that point, and then like it's going to all connect, and then you're going to have to deal with the situation. Yeah.
Yeah, that has been sort of my life. Like I said, I've kind of been aggressively not paying attention to news, but it seems like there's something going on with drones or UFOs or something. But I've been like, I'm not paying attention to this. It'll work itself out.
As someone who's
not, it does not need me. This feels like a mess that I'm going to start unpacking, and I'm just going to have to repack it later if I pay any attention to any of these drones.
Yeah, like what I know about this situation in the current and like as of 2024.
Yes.
There are drones happening. I'm following through barely on social media. Like it's like I guess it's over military bases, but I didn't get that from it. I just saw specifically New Jersey, and I was just like, man, there's just a lot of lot of drones in New Jersey.
Again, my very like I walked through a room with a TV on about this and attempted to pay no attention and walked quickly. My experience is that yes, it does seem to be largely in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if anyone with a more vivid imagination about UAPs has a suggestion on why it's happening in New Jersey. Is it Paul McCartney related? It could be. Does Paul McCartney live in New Jersey? I couldn't say that he doesn't because I don't know. But certainly in this music video, it looks like there's maybe drones in the sky forming into the shapes of people.
Mm, okay. Like the maybe you're suggesting it's not computer animation, but it's like the little they're a part of like a drone
light show,
a drone pattern. Yeah,
yeah,
a legion.
Except for the diamonds that fly across the sky.
Oh, those are UAPs. Those are
UAP. So. Those are, yeah, there's aliens in there, my man.
Yeah. That Paul McCartney hired him. He has that power. So
if aliens were going to come and visit, let's say America, okay, because let's say New Jersey even.
Okay.
Is Christmas time the time you would want them to come? Does it matter a lot in how the aliens view humans or Americans or people from New Jersey that it happens at Christmas or not?
I think it helps their case, honestly.
You think so? You think Christmas helps the case?
A couple of reasons on that.
Okay.
Like, one,
please proceed.
If Hollywood movies have shown me anything about aliens and Christmas time, it's at least funny objects for them to interact with as they learn about Earthian culture in some small way, and like kind of integrate themselves a little bit with that. Like, you know, maybe it's like, oh, maybe the humans are all right. Maybe we don't have to blow them up like in Independence Day or something.
I guess we do have to deal with like what kind of an alien visit are we talking about? Are we talking like a sneaky alien that, you know, they land in the woods, nobody sees them, maybe one like drunk guy sees them and he tries to tell people and no one believes him? You know, it's a funny bit where he's out in the woods and he sees the aliens land and his hat flies off and he falls over and then he looks at a wine bottle.
A Steven Spielberg
goes,
alien, basically.
Yeah, okay. But then the alien comes out and it sort of, you know, morphs into a human somehow. Maybe it looks at the drunk guy and morphs into him, and then he starts walking around town trying to figure out whether humans are good or if this was a good idea. Those aliens, I think you're 100% right. I think Christmas is a great time for the aliens to be visiting.
Yeah.
Because it's humans at their silliest, right?
True.
It's silly humans, and we're trying to help each other, and we're giving gifts to each other, and they're like, these guys are fun. They're just fun.
Yeah. Oh, God, there's a big present that blows up. What the fuck?
Yeah, a present blows up, and
it's Paul McCartney
is in it.
Oh, no. I missed that entirely the first loop. What the hell?
Nah, I was probably too busy talking about UAPs. So I think you're right. But if you get an alien invasion that's a little bit more formal, if you get, you know, the alien and they come hovering over, you know, our population centers, and then they, you know, they maybe broadcast some message that our top language experts have to decode, and it's something like, we are, please, you know, show us what you humans are all about. You know, I think it helps. I think it helps a little bit. And then the aliens sort of make a decision on, yeah, okay, we're going to keep these guys around, or we're just going to blow them up before they become a problem, right?
I like the idea of the aliens coming down. It's like, we have come to destroy your race. And like, we respond back, but it's Christmas.
But it's Christmas. Wait, let this
the aliens,
child
and the
sing
aliens
you
are
a song.
Intrigued. Yeah, aliens are intrigued. It's like, what is Christmas?
Yeah, but tell us of this Christmas.
And it's like, well, you know, you have joy and you spend time with your friends and give gifts and you sing Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time together.
Like, we were on board until that last part.
Well, we heard that song.
How long ago did you guys invent the synthesizer? And you're still amused with this song? Okay. Okay.
All right. It's not helping your case a little bit. Okay.
Yeah. You got anything else? Anything else?
We got Wham made a song about the last Christmas, but
yeah, we've got this Twisted Sister Christmas album that came out about a decade ago. Everyone I liked that for a few years.
Yeah. It is. We are. Man, the era of streaming music probably has that ruined the Christmas, the various artist Christmas album? Like,
I don't know. That's a good question, right? Like, what was the reason of making Wait, various artists? Like, you get a bunch of different artists. Like, okay, we got a song from this guy and a song from Johnny Smoothhead, and we've got the Flanges, like that sort of thing. Yeah,
yeah. There's two patterns of Christmas albums. I think one has survived. The single artist doing a whole album of Christmas material, that's still around because you can get away with that. You can get Mariah Carey.
Get that bump of royalties right around November. It's just a reliable income stream.
Yeah. But the one that is like a themed album, like a heavy metal Christmas or Christmas Sings the Blues or something like that, you don't see specifically that anymore.
I think you're right. I think there's more, not being like a music industry expert, shocking. It does seem like there, what you have to do is like every product has to be chopped up into smaller products that are equally beneficial. Right? Like, it's got to be an album, it's got to be a song, it's got to be a TikTok, or whatever it is. And yeah, if you're part of, hey, Gorgeous Steve's Christmas with his friends, and you know, it's just a bunch of bands that are friends with Gorgeous Steve, like, yeah, who's benefiting from that when like the one song becomes the cool new TikTok to like fall downstairs to? And Gorgeous Steve, maybe, but not you, because you're later on the album and you did the slow song because you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, you're just doing Gorgeous Steve a favor, and you're taking the mick of that.
Do you ever say something and you're like, you just make up something that sounds silly, like Gorgeous Steve, and then just like a minute or two into it, you're like, oh man, what if like there is a Gorgeous Steve and he's like a racist, and everyone thinks I'm like way down with Gorgeous Steve?
We'll preemptively, Video Death Loop is not involved or we do not condone Gorgeous Steve's racist
politics.
But what
if Gorgeous Steve's fucking awesome too, right? What if he's awesome?
I mean,
what if we're over here being like, we're not involved with Gorgeous Steve? Like, oh, you guys don't like giving food to orphans like Gorgeous Steve? I see.
There's two ways we can go about that. One, we just don't say anything about Gorgeous Steve at all. Or two, we just double down.
Whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, half of the population is going to like you, no matter if you double down. That's for sure. You're ready to go, whether they be racists or people that give orphans food. That's pretty much the line in society, isn't it?
We're like, you know, yeah, basically.
But yeah, I think you're right. I don't think we see the you know, multi-artist Christmas album. Was there a whole other album wrapped around this Paul McCartney song? Do we know? Did he write more Christmas songs and then no one listens to them?
I truly don't know. Like, can I be honest with you about my Paul McCartney knowledge?
Please do.
Most of my Paul McCartney knowledge is like he was in the Beatles. He did like a few albums with them. And then like the rest of it is just filled with that commercial from the 90s for the Wings Greatest Hits compilation that was on Sci-Fi Channel for like 8 years running. It had like the fucking handprint on it. It was like Wing, like where it's like shaped like his hands. I think it's probably Paul McCartney's hands, like shaped in the form of a wings on it. It's like a 2 CD album. I know more about that than I do of actually Paul McCartney's solo career. And also, of course, Wonderful Christmas Time, the synthesizer song we're listening to right now.
Yep. Okay. This is a Paul McCartney. It's just Paul McCartney, right?
Yeah.
It's not like Paul McCartney and Wings.
Right.
Okay,
this is just.
I've always thought that like when you get to Paul McCartney and Wings, it really just feels like it's already a Paul McCartney like solo career, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Wings were his beard; they were his solo beard.
Yeah, yeah. No, that is precisely correct. Yeah.
And so when it like the line very much blurs for me when you get to this version of Paul McCartney, which has a seemingly a bunch of people around him, and he gives them some screen time in the music video in a way that I feel like a lot of bands, like, you know, supporting musicians that are playing in an artist's solo career normally do not get. So is the band called Paul McCartney, and it also has Paul McCartney, and this is just a band that's called Paul McCartney that happens to feature Paul McCartney? Or is he just a really generous solo artist that, like, actually, I want all of these guys that play music with me to be in the video?
Oh, okay. That's a good question, Aaron. I don't know in this case, but sometimes with, like, when you have, like, a solo act like Paul McCartney or someone who just goes by first name, last name, and they have a band with them. Sometimes right. they have like a like the band is called something else, and they don't necessarily say that in like part of the album. Like a thing like I think Steve Vai, and I'm going to be wrong. Like someone's going to yell at me. Like in there, like Steve Vai, I think it was like he had like a backup band. The band that was playing with him was like called like the Blackhearts or something like that. I can't remember for sure. But they have like a name, but it's not as well known. But like he would probably do something like Paul McCartney. And here are the other Wings, and during the concert or something, like say their name like one time, and the audience is going like, oh yeah, the other Wings, heck yeah,
Wings too, yeah. I mean, I guess that's where I feel like why was like I don't feel like this music in particular is too far away from what Wings would play. So don't you feel like Wings feels kind of fucking slighted? Where they're like, hey guys, I don't need you anymore. Also, I found this other band of equally talented musicians that are just going to listen to me. And I'm playing with them now. Bye.
Paul McCartney just shows up, and he's like, he shows up early with something covering a tarp, and the band comes in afterwards. Like, hey Paul, how long have you been here? It's since 3 a.m. No big deal. Hey, can we talk? And like he brings up those like holes, and it's like, you know, I don't think I need you guys anymore. And he unveils the tarp, and it's just a synthesizer. It's just like, I found what I'm looking for. I found it. It's the future. I don't need humans in my band. I don't need Wings to have Wings anymore. I have my own Wings with computers.
But what about the people that play everything else? Oh, I've got other guys for that. Bye. Just so dismissive. Like, why get rid of Wings at that point? Unless Wings has somehow become reprehensible. I don't know. I don't know Wings' trajectory.
Was a gorgeous right. Steve, like gorgeous or, Steve joined the Wings, and it's like, oh fuck.
Oh god damn it. It's that racist guy/guy that gives food to orphans.
We're not quite sure. Paul McCartney's not sure at all, so he just is like, you know what? We don't know, and I'm too afraid to ask at this point, so I'm just gonna leave the band.
It's too much of a question. This is feeling like a mess. I'm going to have to clean the planter.
I'm just going to go live in music's attic for a while.
Mufo for Aaron. I'm getting in the Christmas grave too.
I'm tapping. Okay. I tap when the Christmas grave gets brought up. That's my holiday special.
That's fair. I can get behind that.
I feel like what Christmas Carol's almost like the Christmas grave in some ways, right? You know, kind of.
A carol? Yeah, yeah. I mean, a carol's clean. It's done. When you sing it and it's done, you're done. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's nothing against the holiday itself. Nothing against the holiday spirit. It's just this big mess you got to make.
Hmm. Yeah, the aliens and the drones and all that. Do you think they would spare us, or do you think they'd be like, you know what, Christmas is cool, but you know what, we'd rather see you guys blown up. Bye.
Yeah, I think it's that. It's like, listen, we've got this cool new synthesizer. All the aliens look like Paul McCartney. And they're like, we're going to pick one piece of media to decide whether you choose. Whether you live or die. How about this episode of Video Death Loop? Like, look. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're like, I would, like, even at our best work, I'd be like, ah, shit, we probably said something bad about aliens in that episode.
It's either aliens or maybe they're... What if the aliens get out of the UFO and they just look like romaine lettuce?
Like, oh, God damn fuck. It.
We just got like, the romaine lettuce aliens.
Yeah, the romaneliest. It's like, we heard you talking shit about our cousins.
We came this far. How fast does Wi-Fi propagate through interstellar space?
Quite fast, according to them. Aaron, that is, I think that's it for the season for Video Death Loop.
I think so, yeah. We're going to take a couple weeks off here and put our feet up.
Yeah.
And get refunified for next year, next season, season 9.
Oh, are we on season 9? Oh, God.
I think so. I think we're on season 9. Oh, if no. We're not, we're skipping to season 9. If we're on season 7, I'm sorry, season 8, but you get skipped.
All right, we could look at the website, but we're not doing that.
No, absolutely not. Could we bing it? What if I bing what season is Video Death
Loop? As long as you don't actually go to videodeathloop.com in there.
Okay.
Which you can find more episodes and subscribe to us on our RSS feed and all that in between. Tell a friend. But if you can bing it, but you cannot physically go to the site.
Okay. I typed in, what season is Video Death Loop on? The Bing AI result says, Video Death Loop is a podcast series that has multiple seasons. And it has 5 references for this.
What
it
are
goes,
the...
It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, so it's pretty sure there's multiple.
Good.
Multiple seasons.
You know what? That's a C+ goddamn answer, Bing. Let's be honest.
Way to go. Yeah.
That is what are the 5 references? What is like? Is there like? Tell me a reference.
A Facebook post that it has used. There's a second Facebook post that it has used. There's IMDb. There's a third Facebook post, and there's a second listing for IMDb.
I would like to point out that we have not used Facebook in maybe about 5 years at this point.
And I've never touched IMDb, but I do know, I want to tell you something interesting about our listing on the Internet Movie Database, considering that we are not a movie whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
Is that we have a listing, and it's definitely us. It's not like something else, because we have... You know, it's got all the correct Video Death Loop information, except for the cast and Video Death Loop.
Have I been replaced? Have I been replaced?
John,
no.
According to IMDb, Video Death Loop is starring Julianne Brinkley, who I don't know who that is, but she's the star of this show. And the cast, the cast is listed. Julianne Brinkley, she's a Continental Club patron. She was in one episode and she's the star. So if you need to know anything about this podcast, ask her. She was in an episode in 2016, which was the same year that we started.
Julianne Brinkley, is that the name you said?
Julianne Brinkley, yes.
Okay. Yeah. If you have any questions, you can either email us at questions at
Julianne Brinkley, I think.
Julianne Brinkley. We do have questions at videodeathloop.com, but we cannot give you the veracity of those answers to the point that Julianne Brinkley can, clearly, at this point. Is there a description or anything, or is it just kind of like very basic text for that?
If you click on the Continental Club Patreon, like the link for her character in Video Death Loop, it says, it looks like we don't have any photos or quotes yet. So we don't have any of that information. Okay. If you click on Julianne Brinkley, her IMDb page is, she's best known for The Wizard of Stone Mountain, The Trials of Dark Smoke, and The Fountain of Life. But if you do look at her credits list, her second most recent appearance, according to IMDb, was on Video Death Loop. So I don't know what's going on.
Did we book an appearance and neither of us knew about it? Is there a secret episode out there?
Oh shit! There's more information.
Tell me more information.
Okay, it is the Continental Club patron. She's not listed as herself though. She's credited in Video Death Loop as Julie D'Arrington.
Okay.
And she was in one episode of Video Death Loop, and it just so happens to be the Walker Texas Ranger theme song.
Did she play like a small part in the opening and like or like the continent?
I do not know. Oh, was there a Continental Club? Did it have patrons? Send us questions at videodeathloop.com. Let us know. How is this woman in our podcast and we've never heard of her?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Maybe they're doing secret episodes without us, Aaron. Maybe big content.
Wait a minute. Okay, I had an idea. I thought maybe I could find what episode of Walker Texas Ranger she was in, right?
Right.
So I'm looking at the rest of her credits list, which we know, based on what we've learned just now, is incredibly correct.
100%.
There is no listing for Walker Texas Ranger.
What?
So whoever built this page very much thinks she was on our podcast.
Oh, Julianne
for
Brinkley,
this one episode.
Julianne Brinkley, you clever devil, you trying to impress people with putting up the Video Death Loop or making your own episodes without us being around. Well played.
I've got to give it up. She was so absorbed in the role that we completely forgot she was here. She truly one of us was Julianne Brinkley on that episode. Listen to it again. See if you can figure out which one of us it was.
Was that one of the one? Did we do that one live, like together in the same room before
No.
Okay. Because what I was thinking is like maybe like we used to do back in season one and two, we used to do these in like a public library.
That's true. Yeah.
And occasionally like people would kind of like walk through. Like, was there any case that maybe.
You could hear her in the background.
And going, hi, I'm Julianne Brinkley. I was on Walker Texas Ranger as a patron.
But she wasn't in Walker Texas Ranger.
but she was in our
podcast.
In the episode for Walker Texas Ranger.
Okay. I guess we'll just have to re-listen to that.
Yeah.
We'll just have to re-listen to that.
Okay. We got a couple weeks off. We got time to do some investigative work, put our detective hats on, discover the truth behind this. But in the meantime, have a Merry Christmas, despite like however you feel like decorating. Happy holidays. Do what pleases you on that. Aaron, do you have anything else you want to say?
Folks, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Have fun out there. And we'll see you on the flip side.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.